Many states are hoping to ease physician shortages in rural communities by easing restrictions for doctors from other countries to get a medical license in the U.S. In the past, every state required doctors who completed a foreign residency or similar program abroad to repeat the process in the U.S. before receiving a full medical license. The Federation of State Medical Boards, however, says since 2023, at least 9 states have dropped the rule for some physicians with foreign training, and more than a dozen states are considering it. Supporters of the change argue qualified doctors shouldn't have to complete another residency, which takes years, and it addresses shortages of medical care in underserved areas. Critics contend dropping the requirement puts patients at risk and does little to address rural shortages of medical practitioners. Barbara Parker, a registered nurse and former Republican lawmaker in Arizona, opposes repeated efforts from her state's legislature to loosen the residency requirements for licenses. She's concerned it will lead to hospitals hiring underqualified doctors to save money and hurt patient care. The Commission of National Health Organizations says even if residency mandates are dropped, doctors in foreign programs still face obstacles to employment. In states where the residency rules are loosened, licenses are only available to internationally trained doctors who meet specific conditions, including working as a physician for several years and completing residency programs similar in difficulty to U.S. programs. 10 bills and laws in states considering or who've adopted the change also require foreign-trained doctors to work for several years in rural or underserved communities to address gaps in patient care. Tennessee does not have this requirement, and medical researchers say it may mean rural shortages do not get addressed in the state as a result.